Welcome everyone to today's podcast. Today I have a very special treat for you. I've got another success story to share with you. And this success story is very inspirational because it shows how one property can turn your life around. And, you know, it's something that when you understand and you know the mechanics of all of the strategies and how they all come together, this one deal actually put a lot of strategies into the one deal and consequently made a big uplift in value and a great passive income. In fact, this one deal made enough passive income to replace an income higher than the average wage in Australia. So do you want to hear about it? All right. Well, let's welcome, first of all, to the podcast, Jason. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, Timna. How are you?
Very good. Great to have you here for the podcast.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to share your story with everybody because I think it's very inspirational and I think a lot of people can take heart from your situation. You know, there's a lot of people that are in similar situations to yourself when you first started. And when they can see how quickly things can turn around in your life, maybe it'll give them the inspiration to get out there and change things in their own life. So thank you for sharing.
Yep.
All right. Now, give me a little bit of your background. Why did you come to one of the evening events that we had in Hobart?
Yeah, well, back then I was in a business venture that didn't end too well and we were in property. We had to end up selling all our property.
Mm-hmm.
Things weren't too good then, but we had a little bit of money left to buy another PPR.
Yep.
So fairly strategic there. We got one that we could add value to.
Great.
And actually income as well. So
tell me, did you manage to stay out of bankruptcy?
Yes, we did.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was close.
It often is, you know, when things go wrong and it often takes something major in your life to happen to actually make you take action as well because, you know, the universe can keep hinting about things, but if you don't take action, it tends to throw a brick at your head.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you got the brick in the head.
Yeah, you got the brick in the head. And I suppose that was the catalyst. Saw one of your emails. I'd been to a couple of other property seminars before with other people.
And you were pretty sceptical, I hear.
Yeah, I was, just because of that.
Yeah.
But Knowledge Source had my email and they sent me an email about yourself. And, yeah, and the positive cash flow got me.
Mm-hmm. Not something you'd thought about before?
Not really. I just found out that I'd been trading properties and the ones I was holding on to, I was just waiting for the market to go up to make any money, which was, I realise now, a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just waiting for the market to move, it's really only keeping pace with inflation. You're not doing much more than that. I mean, it's better than doing nothing, I might add, but, you know, you're really not getting ahead. You've got to be doing more than that to make your money work for you.
That's right, yeah.
And I would imagine that
on how far you can go as well, because
that's exactly right. It's a slow road, you know. If you're sitting back waiting for something to happen that you have no control on, it's a very slow road ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, as I say, it's better than doing nothing, but it's very slow.
Yeah.
So you, let's talk about the skepticism because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are very skeptical of education in general. I mean, I think I get tarred with a lot of other people's brushes with the fact that, you know, I don't sell property, which most other people do when they stand on stage and say, well, do this, do that. Oh, look, I just happen to have one of those. I think that's fundamentally wrong because what typically happens in that circumstance is those properties are loaded in value anywhere between $20,000 to $80,000, which I think is wrong because they drop that much as soon as you move on and the marketeer's money moves on and then of course the properties fall in value. So I guess you came along and found that we didn't sell any property. Well, that must have been a good mark in our favour.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Ian was actually the speaker that night.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the first bit was introduction, talking about structures. I knew a little bit about structures, and but then it got onto the strategies, and I just realised I've been doing everything wrong. Marketing properties, I wasn't concentrating on the cash flow side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I have manufactured a bit of growth in some deals I've done before, but the cash flow wasn't there.
Yeah. So you decided to join up on the night?
Yeah, joined on the night.
Okay, so what did you think when you came to First Boot Camp?
Fantastic, yeah.
It's a bit of information overload.
Yeah, it was, yeah. But I loved it. I had pages and pages of goals and strategies written down.
Good, okay. So how long after boot camp did you take action?
I actually took action just before the boot camp. I did a lot of your study.
Okay, so you started with the DVDs?
Yeah, I started with the DVDs. I don't like reading much, so the DVDs were good, and then I kind of focused on commercial property.
Right.
And so I found a deal just before the boot camp.
Right.
And I went unconditional 4 days up, 4 days before I went to the boot camp.
Okay, well, fortunately you've done enough study to work out it was a good one that you signed up on.
Yeah.
So the deal itself is a commercial deal, and it's a multifaceted deal, isn't it, where it's got a lot of moving parts. But one of the great things that I think you've done with this deal is the negotiation, because you negotiated on terms rather more than price.
Yeah, definitely. Because of the situation we're in, we needed time.
Yeah.
And... yeah, we didn't have much money then, so the deposit was fairly low that we negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
And we were happy with the price because looking at the figures, it was already 21,000 positive geared.
Yep. Okay. So the terms were more important to you than price, which is often the case. And, you know, we can get all hung up about, you know, trying to get the lowest price and everything, but quite often a deal is better done on terms than it is on price. And how long did you negotiate in the terms before you had to settle on the property?
Well, the settlement was 9 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The first 2 months was due diligence and finance.
Yep.
We also had access to the property. And during that stage, the actual owner of the property was a really nice guy. We formed a bit of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he was retiring.
Yeah.
And, yeah, after coming back from the boot camp, I had all these strategies I wanted to do. And I ran a few by him, and, yeah, he allowed me to come to the site. I was able to have a say in a couple of leases.
Good.
That were coming up for review.
Yeah.
And a new one coming in. And also he'd run a storage business at the rear, and that was my main strategy to increase the size of that.
Right, okay. So you added some income there even before you actually settled on the property. Did you do anything structural to the property during that time?
Under the existing roof, we did. All we really did was split up one big room into individual units, roughly 14 square metres each in size.
Right.
We created an extra 8 of those. And we put in some more containers, shipping containers.
Okay, in the hard stand area, yeah.
In the hard stand area, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was also vacant space that wasn't really used. So we made that available and were able to find tenants for that too.
So the purchase price on this was around $830 from memory, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And the net rent, because obviously there were some costs coming in to you, was around $70,000 at the time?
Yeah, net rent. Okay. Yeah.
Now, you were able to reduce some of those expenses as well, which obviously increased the yield on the commercial property.
Yes, that's right. that was through, we looked at the insurance and with the new leases we got the tenant to pay for some other costs.
Okay, so basically during that time or shortly thereafter of settlement, you were able to increase the rent on the commercial property from $70,000 to, I've got my figures here, it says $152,000. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great deal. And, yeah, without those strategies, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Would you have had the guts to go and do a deal like this prior to any of the I Love Real Estate education?
Definitely not. Not that big. Anyway,
yeah.
I might have, because we looked at a lot of properties before we found this, you know, but I was going through your program.
Yep.
And the more properties we looked at, the more educated we got as well.
That's right. Yep, it's part of the process.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so with it earning $152,000, that comes in at a yield of around about 16.8%. Now, with the finance, because obviously you are struggling to get into it, by increasing the yield and therefore the value of the property prior to even settlement, how did you go with financing?
We had two banks we were dealing with,
mm-hmm.
had two approvals.
Good.
And, yeah, one kind of didn't pull out, but put the interest rate up a bit, so we went for the other one. So it was fairly easy to get based on that return.
Because of what you did to the property during the settlement period.
And the fact that we extended got the leases extended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before the previous owner had just a year-to-year lease.
Yep.
He actually negotiated one and we negotiated the other. So we ended up with a 3+3+3 and a 5+5, which was 10.
Good.
So the bank valuer was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, very good. So that one deal increased in value through that period of the settlement period and then shortly thereafter, $800,000. So it's basically worth 1.6.
Yes. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's an easy way to make 800 grand, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I think is more important even than the 800 grand is that this property is positively geared $80,000 a year.
Yeah, that's bigger than the capital club, that's for sure.
Well, I think it is. I mean, I'll say this for the listeners because, we all get very hung up on growth and the value of our properties and things like that. But I tell you what, if they don't cash flow, they're no good to you. You know, the negative gearing absolutely kills you. And you can't take a brick down to the local grocery store and go and buy your groceries. You know, you have to have that cash flow coming in to be able to have any kind of lifestyle as well as to be able to support the property itself. I mean, the $800,000 is nice because what that means is now Jason will be in a position to be able to borrow against that and go again into the next deal. So obviously it's important, but cash flow cannot be forgotten. Now tell me, Jason, what were you earning prior to I Love Real Estate?
I was earning $70,000 per annum.
So this one deal in less than a year more than replaced your income?
Yeah.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, I love it.
I bet you do.
It's funny, when I was at the boot camp, you know, we wrote down our goals.
Yep.
And I put the book away for a while. And before I came to the conference, I opened it back up. And I was only within a few thousand dollars from my goal.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone who comes to boot camp, I give them a peg in the sand journal to go away and do and write down their goals and things like that. And it is astounding. I was actually going through cleaning out one of my cupboards actually, and I found a box which is kind of like writing down your goal. And it's a box where I had written on all these little tiny pieces of paper and folded them up and put them in the box. And it must have been about 8 years ago, I think. And I found the box and I opened up all the little pieces of paper. It was like opening up little secrets of my own. And I can tell you now that every single thing that I wrote down 8 years ago and put into that little box has now come to pass. I mean, I had forgotten about it. I couldn't even remember, you know, that I even had it, let alone what I wrote down. And as I say, everything is completely come to pass, even to the point of my farm here, which I obviously wrote the notes prior to me buying this property. And what I wrote down exactly described this farm that I'm now living on. So it's amazing.
How that works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, if I can say nothing else, you must write down your goals. Having them in your head is not good enough. It just becomes a bit of a fuzzy muddle, and then you end up contradicting yourself and then cancelling out the goals. Where when you write them down, not only do you have to think about them, you have to articulate it. So you've got to put it into a structured format. And, you know, it's amazing. Even some things that you write down that you think, oh, my God, I don't even, you know, that's so far out of my comprehension to be able to achieve. And then, you know, a year, 2 years, 8 years, like sure.
Yeah, I must admit, when I wrote that down, it wasn't 100% that it come through.
Yeah.
But it did.
You're a bit of a sceptical nature, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But, hey, look what's happened.
Yeah. No, we're definitely writing down some more goals, that's for sure. Yeah.
So tell me, if you were talking to somebody sitting out there thinking, I've lost a lot of money in a business, this has happened, that's happened, they're down in the doldrums, what would you say to them about...
Sorry, you just cut out.
I said, what would you say to someone who was sitting out there who'd perhaps had a bit of bad luck in a business or something? What would you say to them about if they were thinking about I Love Real Estate?
Oh, look, you've definitely got to go along. It's the best thing I've ever done. And, you know, what you learn is real. And the cash flow positive can change your life like it changed ours.
Yeah.
If you're serious, yeah. When I signed up that night, I didn't even tell my wife. She knew I'd spent some money, didn't know how much, but my God, it's worth it now.
That's right. So tell me, what has that 80 grand of passive income meant to you?
Well, it's definitely changed our life. We're still looking at other strategies to do down there. Now my wife has written her goals.
Good. Is that the first time?
Yep, first time.
Ha-ha.
Replacing her income.
Fantastic.
I've already shown how we could do it with mine, so hers will be a lot easier.
Fantastic. And she feels good about that process?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's definitely changed her mindset. Conference was great.
I think she better come to the next boot camp then. You better get her along to that.
Yeah, I will for sure.
Yeah. Because it's so good when you're both on the same page and you're both working together.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, that's fantastic. I'm so pleased. The other thing you should do is do a vision board.
Yeah, she's already started.
Good.
The next day after we got back from the conference, she came back from work with a heap of photos and goals and starting the board.
I'm so pleased. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jason, for coming on and sharing your story with everybody. You know, it's yet again another amazing, inspirational story. So thanks for sharing and thanks for, you know, making the time to get on the podcast with me.
Yeah, and thank you for everything.
No problem at all. You're very welcome. That's what I do. So for everyone listening, that's a goodbye for me. It's thank you again to Jason for coming on. And don't forget to jump onto the website to go through all of the material up on the website, www.iloverealestate.tv. Huge amount of free resources there that you can start to listen to and read and make sure you subscribe to iTunes as well for the podcast so that they can come to you automatically. So once again, Jason, thank you heaps, and we'll catch everybody again next time on another completely different topic. Bye for now.